The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Affordable Automotive, Gulf Breeze.
Something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert expert panel with Meg. And we are here this morning with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze for, you guessed it, car care with Kenny Chartel and... Well, let's see, we have Ken Chartel and Kenny Chartel. So it's father and son owned business. And so excited that both of you are here in the studio this morning.
K squared are in the house.
Yeah, I'm a lucky girl, I'm telling you. So it's great to see you.
Great to be back.
We've got fall. We've got all kinds of things going on. What is happening in the world? What are the things you want to talk about this morning in terms of car care?
Well, yeah, it's great to be back. You know, a busy, hot summer for all of us, I'm sure. You know, and we had talked a lot about AC a couple shows back and kind of talked about the maintenance and things just to look out for there. And then, you know, last week we had kind of talked a little bit more about brakes and the importance of stopping and things like that. So I think today we were going to kind of... You know, recap a little bit about brakes and maybe move forward onto some suspension and some of the other creaks and noises you may hear while you're going down the road.
This is a great topic because I know nothing about it. And it was...
Well, we're here to help.
I know, but that's why I'm a good host because I'm going to ask tons of questions because you'll throw out an acronym or some gauge or valve or something and I'll be, well, now what is that? How does that work? Because I'm a typical car owner. I just want it to work.
Yes. Everybody just wants them to work.
Right? But when it comes to preventative maintenance, I have already learned so much from the two of you. So if you have a question, don't be embarrassed. I can ask those embarrassing questions. I'll ask them for you. 850-437-1620. And real quick, before we get started, though, tell us where you're located, how long y'all have been in business, just a little bit of history around Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze.
Well, my father started the business December 95,
wow.
Nearly 30 years ago. We'll be celebrating 30 years in business and serving the community.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
something.
You.
Yes, and, it's a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a ride of lots of change.
I was going to say, think of the evolution of cars in the last 30
lots
years.
Lots of changes in cars in 30 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, the changes from like the Model T to, you know, then the 50s cars. I mean, there was a big change there too.
Yeah, no kidding.
And now we're into the next big change in cars with
we
the
live
advent
in
of computers.
Yeah, so much. Where are y'all located?
We're right there about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. We're we're at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. You can't miss us. We're 850-932-0811. So that's how you can get us on the phone if you're in need in that way or need to ask a question or make an appointment. We always have somebody at the front desk there to answer any and all of your questions.
Nice. So you don't get a computer answering the phone.
No. Yay. There's no press one for...
you might have to leave a message.
That's okay.
We're on the other line.
That.
But
yeah.
No computer answers and says, wait for the next available.
Yes. You're calling about your brakes. Press four.
No. Absolutely. But the tagline's always been quality you can afford. You know, we've always stood behind the fact that all car repair doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg, and you don't always have to throw the kitchen sink at a problem to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's knowing what to fix and how to fix it and then when to fix it, of course, too. So that kind of leads into the brake thing, you know.
Yes.
And when do we know that we need brakes, signs of brake trouble? You know, there could be some squealing you're hearing, maybe, you know, when you're backing up in your driveway. But not to be confused, because we do live in a very humid climate here, so there's a little bit of rust that can develop on those rotors, too. So not always is that a case or an instance where you may need brakes, but maybe just a quick hit on those brake pad to clear that rust, and then you're good to go. Or maybe if you hear that grinding noise whenever you're hitting the brakes, that's usually way past time to check them. It's now time to get them redone.
In terms of maintenance or preventative maintenance, how often should I have my brakes checked? Is that something that, like an oil change, or is that something you do on a regular basis, or is you just wait till it starts
usually when
squeaking?
We're doing an oil change, we'll go ahead and take a look at the brakes on them and see how many millimeters are left of pad, and then let the customer know. When you start getting down to around 2 millimeters, it's about time to replace them.
Mm-hmm. So now I guess it depends on how much you drive. So is there a mileage
equivalent? Everybody drives brakes differently. Oh. You know, you watch the people fly up to that stoplight, slam on the brakes, and then nail the gas and go. Mm-hmm. And then there's others that let their foot off the pedal and coast up to that, you know, stoplight. And, you know, the one that does the quick stopping is going to go through brakes a lot faster than the one that just coasts down the road.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
We can generally see brakes go from, you know, about 30,000 miles if you're real hard on them. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if you're towing a boat or you're in a truck with heavy equipment and you're always loaded down, you're definitely going to wear through brakes a lot sooner there, too. But on the other end of the spectrum, I mean, we can see brakes go as far as 60 to 70,000 miles. It just depends on how easy you are on that brake. And, you know, a lead foot on gas and a lead foot on the brake, they both have consequences.
That's
you
not
know?
A good combo, no.
Nope.
Well, we do have a text that just came in. So I have some spongy action when I brake my car. What does this mean?
Ooh, spongy.
Spongy action. That could be that you have moisture in your brake fluid. Mm-hmm. And because brake fluid tends to absorb water, so over a while, over the time, it'll absorb some water, which affects the boiling point of the brake fluid. So if the boiling point of the brake fluid is lowered, because those brakes generate a lot of heat. So then the water starts boiling, and that'll make the pedal spongy. You could have a seal going bad on a wheel cylinder, and it's sucking in some air, and that'll make the brake pedal feel spongy.
But let's not forget about that master cylinder.
I was just getting to that.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And
right.
That's,
I was going to say the master cylinder.
Yes.
Well, that's another one of those unknown items that's underneath the hood. But every time you're pressing on that brake pedal, you're literally creating hydraulic pressure through that master cylinder.
Huh.
Take it away, Dad.
Yes. So I was just going to say, and don't forget about the master cylinder, because there are two stages to that. They break the system up into two stages, and that's mainly for safety. If one brake line does blow out, then the other system should take over. So it's like a redundant system. Now, if you lose two brake lines on two different corners of a vehicle, well, now you have no pedal and you're going to rely on that emergency brake that usually doesn't work.
But I'd say for the texter, you know, a couple things, you know, master cylinder could be one, you know, also leaks. If they're noticing any leaks, maybe, you know, looking on the inside of their tire may indicate that that fluid is maybe slightly dripping out. Maybe it's got a gloss coating on the inside of that tire. And that might be a you know, cause to look for a leak somewhere in one of those brake components. So if you're not losing it, certainly something to get checked out. Remember, brakes are super important. We have to go, but we also have to stop, too.
So they could bring it to your shop and have
absolutely.
Take a look at that.
We'd be happy to take a look at it, you know, and run through a quick diagnosis of, you know, is it hydraulic? Do we have a leak? Is it a component failure? So there's a couple different items to check. But, yeah, by all means, you know, always give us a shout at 850-932-0811 or, you know, feel free to stop in about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway.
You're listening to Car Care on Pep Talk this morning. We have both Ken and Kenny Chartel, owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, here to answer your questions, talking about brakes and maintenance. One of the things that I have, I would call it not spongy, but I have a fairly new car, and when I brake, it brakes too suddenly, like it sticks. Does that make sense to you, where it's sort of a sticky brake? Where when I an so older car, I have to press the brake for a long time to brake?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, and as the evolution of cars, as we've talked about, has changed, so has brake systems. Mm-hmm. And with that, they've definitely...
It seems more sensitive.
Very.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these brakes are very sensitive. And every manufacturer has their own input factor, if you will. You know, some require a little more, and some are very touchy, like on yours. And you know, there always is something to be looked at there, just to ensure the system is in safe working order. But again, when comparing it to a 10-year-old vehicle and a new car, there's definitely going to be some difference in how that braking action feels. There's always a difference in that.
And it could be, you know, you could have two cars next to each other, and one might be an S model, one might be a standard model, and then one might have 12-inch rotors, the other one might have 10. So that's going to make a difference in the way you apply your brake and how it grabs when you're coming to a stop.
Is there a proper way to brake? My father used to say, don't pump the brakes. He used to tell me that because I guess that's the thing.
Well, in before ABS brakes, when you're in snow or mud or something like that, you wanted to pump the brake.
Okay.
Otherwise, you were not going to go straight. You were going to go straight.
Yeah, this was decades ago, by the way. So they are different now. But is there a more proper, because I think about that sometimes. Is there a proper way to brake?
You know, a good rule of thumb there is always looking beyond the car that you're following.
Oh,
you know,
if
you can and you're on that straight road, which we have a lot of them here in Florida, looking beyond that car, looking beyond that next vehicle ahead of you and looking at that light. If it's green and then starts turning yellow and red and you're a mile away, let off that gas, start coasting, and lightly apply that brake pedal. That right there will save you a lot rather than getting to that, you know, getting 100 yards away from that light and then all of a sudden hitting the brakes.
The
hard brake. Not only is it easier on your brake pads, it's easier on your passengers as well. Especially if that drink's in hand.
That's true. 850-437-1620. If you have a question for car care, we've got the experts in the house. So another thing to think about is steering. Brakes and steering, that all is connected, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, between the front end, you've got different steering and suspension components there. What's one of those components we see a lot of? I think wheel bearings, huh, Father?
Yeah, wheel bearings seem to be of lately a bigger problem than they used to be years ago.
Interesting. So why is that, do you think?
And
what do they do?
Well, the wheel bearing actually holds the wheel.
Car Care 101 for Meg, okay? And I apologize to our listeners who are well-versed in car care, but I'm not, so I'm going to ask these questions.
You know, and sometimes we have to bring ourselves down, too. We forget we're on different, so our lingo can get a little bit accelerated, and, you know, it's like, whoa, let's just bring it back down.
Tell us what the purpose of wheel bearings is.
A wheel bearing basically allows the wheel to spin smoothly. So
okay, I know. Okay, I gotcha.
So,
okay.
In that regard, then, yeah, that wheel bearing allows it to spin smoothly. Trying to think of something in the world we might come across, but you would know a wheel bearing when you can't turn that radio up any higher and you hear this low-pitched rumble as the vehicle starts to increase in speed, 20, 30, 40 miles an hour, you get a...
Yes, I've heard that.
Sometimes it could be more pronounced when you're making a left or a right turn. When that weight shifts, that definitely makes that bearing sound louder. So that's certainly one of those suspension components that we do see quite a bit of. And again, it's one of those subtle things you don't really know it's happening until maybe somebody gets in the car and goes, what is that noise going on at 30 miles an hour? What do you mean, what noise? I've been in here my whole life.
You've gotten used to it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, one of those things that we do tend to find. And
so if you ignore that, what's the consequence?
Going back to the other guy's question, his spongy brake, a wheel bearing can cause that.
Oh.
Because if it's not holding that wheel perfectly straight up and down, now that wheel can rock in and out, and it's pushing on the caliper, which makes the pads get farther from the rotor, so you have to push it or pump it to get a brake pedal back up because it's got to straighten that rotor back up if the wheel bearing is bad.
No, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so those noises, you need to pay attention to those noises.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, our cars have gotten so quiet these days, you know, and with the AC and then the radio up and then what other distractions may be going on, you know, we're not giving our car enough listening time, if you will. And that being said, it's important to maybe turn that radio down and just, you know, take a listen on that quiet morning drive to work or something like that, you know. And it really comes down to the driver and knowing, you know, what's different about today that I didn't hear yesterday in the car driving down the road. Why did I hear this clunk backing up in the driveway when making the left? That only, you know, things like that it's important to note them and not just pass them off like it was nothing, because a lot of times it may be the beginning of something, and if you can catch it before it becomes the hard clunk, the grind, or the leaking oil in your driveway,
right,
it's usually cheaper in the long run than it is to combat the, you know, the blood vessel. That's
so the best thing to do is bring it into your shop and have them take a look at it.
Preventative maintenance. And always, as we say, you know, our shop does a great job of taking a look at things while we have the car on the rack. During our oil changes or inspections, whether it be, you know, an interval inspection or just a road trip inspection, you know, any good technician anybody out there that has a vehicle, whether it be us or somebody else, you need to have them do a good and thorough job of inspecting things like brakes. You can inspect brakes by a car sitting on the ground right here with a quick flashlight if you know what you're looking at. So it's important, you know, to make sure that they're looking at all these things. That when you're making points, talking to the service rider, I hear a noise at certain miles an hour. You know, these are good things to be aware of.
What role does brake fluid have in this equation and getting that checked?
Well, as Ken was talking about, brake fluid, especially down here in a humid environment, definitely attracts moisture. And when that happens, it needs to be checked often and then replaced. You know, that interval is usually around that two-year mark.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
Again, depending on the severity of use of the vehicle, you know, if you're a bigger truck or always hauling a lot of weight, then, you know, that can change things as well. But a good rule of thumb is 2 years, and then, you know, inspections after that. But moisture is always the big killer for brake fluid.
Okay, and we have a question here from Mark Dellinger. Hey, Mark. He says, do you do ball joints on half-ton pickups?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no problem
with that. That's no problem doing a ball joint on a half-ton pickup.
What's a ball joint, by the way?
I was going to refrain from asking because that sounded like everyone should know.
The ball joint holds the spindle in place. The spindle then is what holds the wheel bearing, and that wheel bearing holds your wheels. So there is another place where it all connects.
Okay.
And so, again, these joints move, and that ball joint is a ball and socket, much like our arm connected to our shoulder.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
What this customer might be hearing is maybe you're rotating your arm back and forth and you hear a pop, pop, pop. Well, the same thing happens on a car going over bumps, and that ball joint in that ball and socket develops, you
play.
Know, play and debris, and then they start cracking.
Okay, thanks, noise, Mark. That's a good question. So you do check those out then?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That
okay. That's all part of suspension and things of that nature. And of course, not for the faint of hearted to try to replace those. You have to have some specialized tools. Again, as things have changed, so has the tools and the way of working on them too. So,
yep. Okay. You'll need a press to press them in and out. They just don't, some unbolt, but for the most part, they need to be pressed in and out.
Okay.
And qualified personnel, like at Affordable Automotive, are definitely people you can always trust to take a look at that. And, you know, if you just need the lowers at that point, fine, so be it. Then the next oil change, we'll keep on checking out the rest of them. But before you throw an entire suspension rebuild kit on it, of course, it's important to make sure you know exactly what the noise is that you're trying to combat.
Excellent. Thanks for sending that in, Mark. Great question. This is Car Care on Pep Talk with Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze. I got another question that came in about brakes. Can you explain disc brakes? Do they prevent brakes from locking up?
Well, disc brakes versus what we have had before, and vehicles still have drum brakes. Mm-hmm. So a disc brake is basically a flat disc, if you want to look at it that way, and you have brake pads on either side that are squeezed together by a caliper. In brake shoes, you have literally what you're saying, there's shoes inside this drum, and that drum, then the shoes push out onto that drum, which causes the stopping action. The problem with drum brakes is when they get wet, they take a long time to dry. So if you go through a really deep puddle and you had four-wheel drum brakes, you kept on going on the other side. As where disc brakes, they tend to shed the water much quicker.
Okay.
And because they're all in the open, as where drum brakes, they're all sealed behind this drum.
Okay, interesting. I understand that. I understood that. That's great.
And now at the same time with disc brakes on most of our vehicles these days, and a lot of your vehicles have disc brakes on the front. Some trucks and other vehicles have drum on the rear. going back to disc brakes on the front of most of our vehicles, another sign that your brakes may be getting low or that they need to be, inspected. Maybe say you're doing about 40, 50, 60 miles an hour and you're coming to a stop and that steering wheel starts shaking on you pretty violently. Only when you're hitting the brakes, though. As referring back to the disc and what that rotor does, what can end up happening is it can become warped. And what actually happens is there's little waves that develop in there. So when you're squeezing both hitting the brake and squeezing those brake pads against that rotor, it's literally a shimmy you're feeling there. Now, in most cases, you can machine that out before you have to get new rotors. But once a certain time has passed, X amount of miles, and you've already had brakes done, there is a minimum in which you have to then replace the rotors. But another point about disc brakes in the sense that, what's another early warning sign that I may be getting low? Well, brake shake is what we call that.
Oh,
and you
okay.
notice it in your steering wheel a lot
mm-hmm.
of times.
I've experienced that before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are such great questions. 850-437-1620, talking with our friends at Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show. We're going to be doing this on a regular basis here on Pep Talk. So I'm excited that y'all are here because you really, truly are experts on car care. And if I wanted to bring my vehicle in, do you do a brake inspection? Is there sort of a package? Or can you give me an idea of pricing and what it would cost to bring my car in?
Well, everything's different, or every vehicle is different. You know, we start off with a standard inspection of $56 for anything in
well,
that
that's
regard.
That's very reasonable.
Now, of course, when AC and other things come into play, there may be some added costs. But for a simple, quick inspection of looking at brakes or things like that, absolutely. By all means, you're welcome to give us a call and we can set you up an appointment. And then take a look at whatever your concern may be. Maybe you have some brake shake. Maybe you're not sure where what condition your brakes are at or how much time you've got. Again, if you've got three millimeters and you've got some time before that brake pad indicator hits, then I would suggest running with it for a little bit longer. Again, you don't throw your paper towel roll out three sheets before the end, so why would
right.
you do it with your brake pads? And
okay.
Again, that's where we've just tried to save customers money in the past and going forward in the future, too. Again, until it needs it, will it need to be replaced? But outside of letting you know, that's the best thing you can do for the vehicles is staying on top of these items.
Okay, great. One last question before we go. I feel like my steering wheel is pulling every time I'm on the road. What does that mean?
Ooh. That can be a few different things. Pulling can be caused simply by a tire.
Mm-hmm.
Radial tires have a tendency to what we call a radial pull, and they'll pull left or right. Could be an alignment issue. Could be a war ball joint, upper bushings,
mm-hmm.
something of that nature.
So they definitely should probably bring it in to have it looked at? Because it sounds like something that would just get worse.
If it's pulling and you're not braking, then it's normally not a braking problem,
okay.
unless you have a caliper or something sticking that's causing that brake to stay on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're pulling while just going down the road, left or right, that's usually more of a suspension issue.
Interesting.
And
okay.
one thing to add to that, if it is a brake caliper sticking or something of that nature, you would notice a pretty pungent smell getting out of the vehicle, typically from wherever that might be locking up. So if you're not noticing any smell or, brakes burning kind of a smell, then you may have more of, like what Ken said, something in the way of an alignment issue mm-hmm. or a tire issue in that regard.
Right.
But always can be something in a caliper too, again, eyes, nose, and ears, keeping those aware on your car is
Don't
important.
Ignore when your car is trying to tell you something.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this has been a great show. I had a lot of good questions coming in this morning. We're going to have this as a regular feature on Pep Talk, Car Care with Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze. So as we're wrapping up here, if people have questions or they want to bring their vehicle by, what are your hours? When are y'all open? Give us all the info.
Well, again, we're Affordable Automotive, quality you can afford, going on 30 years strong, and we're right there about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And you can always call us at 850-932-0811. And we appreciate being here, Meg. It's been a pleasure. And we hope all of our listeners out there are getting a little bit more knowledge on their vehicle they may be
right.
riding in now.
Yes.
Yep.
And
hopefully.
Then as far as the your hours, when are you what days of the week
of course.
And when are your hours?
We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We take the weekends off, but we'll be back there on Monday to take care of your problems.
Okay. Well, this has been Car Care with Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze. That phone number one more time.
850-932-0811. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank
Always
you,
interesting. Great
you,
show. If you want to hear it again, you can listen on newsradio923.com. Click on podcast, click on car care, and you can take notes when you're not in your car.